Hello everyone. Have you ever been in the uncomfortable position of somebody asking you to agree with them or to join them in some endeavour which they would like you to participate in or show your support, but you don't feel it's quite right for you? Interestingly enough, this type of dilemma, which is so difficult for us to resolve in our everyday life and in our relationships, occurs also in the higher worlds as well. Let me explain. In the Ein Sof, the infinite, where everything begins, the light and the vessel are in simple harmony. The light is the goodness that God wants to give us, and the vessel is the desire to receive all that God wants to give. The vessel, of course, is created by the light. And they are one. They're in total harmony, in total oneness, in total unity. And then, as we know, something happens. What happened was, the vessel said, I want to give. I want to be even more together with you. I want to be like you. So it decides to stop receiving and to give instead. This moment of decision is what is really the creation of the worlds. It's, if you like, equivalent to the physics of the Big Bang. It's the moment of deciding when the vessel decides it wants to give. So, because there's no compulsion in spirituality, the light withdrew from the vessel. But the vessel is still a vessel. And it's still got a huge capacity for wanting to receive. Even though it's decided it rather wants to give, it's still that desire is still there. And the light comes again to the vessel, drawn by the vessel's desire. And it says, Would you like to receive me? But the vessel says, no, I prefer to give. I really do prefer to give. So it gives back the light. This light that it gives back is called the returning light, the returned light. It gives it back to the creator from where the light came from. And the light comes again and it says, you're the only vessel I've got and I do want to give. So the vessel comes to an agreement and it says, all right, I will receive from you that amount of light which I'm able to receive for the sake of giving. But the rest of the light, which I cannot receive for the sake of giving, I am not going to receive. Okay, now this decision of the vessel, this prevailing of the vessel over its own will to receive, which is still there underneath, is called the masach. That's in a way like a sort of barrier. And it gives back the light. It provides a new reality, first of all, by saying no. And then it says, all right, I'll allow in a certain amount according to what I'm able to receive only for the sake of giving to you who want to give to me, to allow you to give to me. Rabbi Baruch Ashlag gives the example of saying, you can imagine that the initial light is 100%, and what the vessel decides to give, to receive for the sake of giving, is about 20%. That leaves 80% of the light still outside the vessel. Now, the action of the masach is a very interesting action because it's both permissive and stopping. It both receives the light, the 20% that it can receive for the sake of giving, and it also says no to the light it cannot receive for the sake of giving. These two aspects are called the malchut of allowing and the malchut of stopping. And these two aspects are both functions of the same action, but they appear in the vessel in different places. Now, I was absolutely fascinated by this whole idea. Here is this spiritual vessel, the highest spiritual vessel, up in holiness, up in the highest world of Adam Kadmon. And it's not saying yes to everything. It's not saying yes to the whole amount of light. It's not going beyond its capacity. It's not going beyond its capability. It knows that if it does, it would not be able to withstand the strength of the light and it would break. The breaking of the vessels is in fact something that happened much later on in the subsequent worlds. It didn't happen at this stage. But I was looking at that whole idea. I was thinking, even the highest vessel in Adam Kadmon, when it's confronted with a situation it wants to give to, it still has to make a decision. To what extent can it give and still remain in holiness and still remain centered with its original idea of giving? Now, I think that's absolutely fascinating because it means that the giving and the receiving does not have to be 100% for it to be valid. We can do things in smaller quantities, in smaller bites, in amount which we can handle and stay centered and calm and happy with ourselves. Of course, this is not the end of the story. As we know, after the first initial amount of light goes into the vessel, that goes into what's called the middle of the spiritual entity. There's the end part of the spiritual entity which stops the light and says 20% is enough for me. There comes a further step where the light, which is left outside, starts to have an argument. And it says, one second, this is all very well. I'm very glad for you that you've stayed in your holiness. But the purpose of creation is that God wants to give all the light to his creatures, 100%, not just 20%. What's going to happen to the rest? This is an argument which finally the masach of the spiritual vessel is not able to refute. It says, I don't want to lose my place in holiness. I don't want to start receiving for the sake of receiving. And I've already received the amount that I can receive in staying centered. I think I better go back for further instructions. So it lets go of the amount of light it's already got. And it goes back again to its original place of tzimtzum, the original place of being empty of light, and goes back, and there is a further zivug, a new relationship of the light with the vessel all over again. And what happens next in the second time round is the vessel receives even less of the light than it did the first time round. So you think to yourself, oh, hang on a second, what did I gain from this? What did the vessel gain from this? It's got even less light now. What did the light outside gain from it either? But there's something very wonderful. There is no loss in spirituality. Every new situation is not totally new in the sense that it wipes out the previous situation. It's an addition to the situation that already was there. It's just we don't see it. In fact, it's parallel. We have an additional situation. So if the vessel took 20% this time and it takes another 10% the second time, that first 20%, although from the vessel's perspective seemed to have disappeared, in actual fact, in spirituality, it did not. And it takes a further 10%. In this way, each time more and more light actually does come into the vessel. Each time the vessel takes from a new aspect of the light. This is a rather simplified version, but it's pretty accurate, just the same. And as these multiple meetings of the light with the vessel add up, we do eventually get to what one day will be the Gemar HaTikkun, the end of all the Tikkun, when all the light will one day be in the vessel. I have to say, I found this whole idea so reassuring. I can say yes and no at the same time. I don't have to feel I have to be 100% perfect all in one go. I can take it slowly. I can do the best I can without worrying too much whether it really is my best. Even if I don't succeed the whole hog, it's perfectly okay. I can do what feels comfortable for me and stay in my feeling of centeredness and connectedness without going beyond my limits. I had a lovely visit with my sister not long ago, and she's learning Tai Chi in a very interesting way with a wonderful teacher in Tel Aviv who combines it with Jewish ideas, and she's able to bring this to other people as well. And my sister showed me a very interesting movement, how so many of us, we tend to lean forwards as if we're toppling over in our eagerness to help. And in doing so, we fall off balance. We're not centered. We're going too far off balance, which can't be right, because in the end, it's going to have a backlash. We're going to topple over. It's better to stay centered, say yes and no at the same time. Say yes to what we can receive, say yes to what we can do, and to say no to the bits we can't, knowing that in the future we will have other opportunities, knowing in the future we will have further meetings with the light, and that we will be able to bring into our vessel each time, bit by bit, the bit we couldn't handle before. And it's perfectly okay to do it in several goes. In actual fact, if we look at the whole cosmic play of light and vessel, it takes myriad goes. Have a wonderful week.